Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Authorities say a 50-year-old man died when a farm tractor overturned in northeast Kansas. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the tractor had been pulling a hay trailer when the accident happened around 11 a.m. Monday in the west central part of Pottawatomie County. Sheriff Greg Riott, identified the victim as Lauren Dieters of Westmoreland. Officials at the Kansas Department of Corrections report an inmate disturbance at the Norton Correctional Facility Tuesday evening. The local law enforcement agencies were dispatched to the facility in northwest Kansas around 9:30 p.m. Situation was resolved and all inmates were secured. Two minor staff injuries were reported, although no medical attention was required. An investigation is underway. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cool start to the day, we will be sunny around 75 at noontime, 80 later on this afternoon with a light northwest wind, mostly clear again tonight. Our low drops to 52, and a little bit warmer air settles in for us tomorrow, Thursday's high 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky and 50 degrees, calm, no wind this morning. South Florida residents are emptying store shelves and fuel at gas stations as Hurricane Irma, one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes on record, is carving a path for a potential strike this weekend. Mandatory evacuations for the Florida Keys start this morning for tourists and tonight for residents like this couple who are conflicted about staying or leaving.
Undecided for 100%, but just going to wait a little longer and see if it turns.
If I don't want to stay, he obviously is undecided, but I don't want to be here.
The Mays Police Department is turning to the public in hopes of finding 30-year-old Kendra Lee Nystrom. Mays Police Lieutenant Jeff Piper says Kendra was last seen and heard from May 4th, 2017, around 10:30 a.m.
She left her parents' home in the 12,000 block of West 29th Street North with only her dog. She left the house on foot, leaving her personal belongings, cell phone, and car behind. This residence is located adjacent to the Cowskin Creek, which was running above capacity due to recent heavy rains, and moderate flooding was occurring in the area at the time.
On May 10th, an area resident recorded an altercation between a male and female 1.5 miles from the Nystrom home. Police haven't been able to identify the people in that video. Anyone with information is asked to call 911, Mays Police, or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
The Wichita City Council yesterday talking about how to spend a big windfall for the city's sale of the Hyatt Hotel. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News each city council district will receive $1 million.
There's a wide variety of different uses for it. They've been visiting with their neighborhoods and district advisory boards and trying to figure out what's the best use for it.
And there's $10 million to be used to improve city streets. Longwell commented during a special Tuesday edition of Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Lawmakers returned to Washington from their summer recess Tuesday, and there's a lot to get done.
Congress has a punishing workload at the top of the must-do list. Hurricane Harvey relief, raising the debt limit, and funding the government to avoid a shutdown. And on top of all of that, the White House is also pushing tax reform and now immigration. Asked if they can really get all of this done, Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana told me that his colleagues are going to have to get some guts, step up to the plate, saying the last few months some have been acting like the definition of weenies. Mary Bruce, ABC News. Capitol Hill.
KNSS News Time now, 8:33. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on a Wednesday morning, September 6th, 2017. Entertainment news, the blur, and of course we've got all this, this storm stuff going on down to the south, Harvey and so forth, and the entertainment world, Ted, a number of our entertainers are stepping up.
Yep.
Trying to help out.
Put their star power behind the forces to help raise money for victims as well. And we're getting close to that Dancing with the Stars cast list.
Now they tell me that I paid my debt to society.
The list of stars continues to grow for the All-Star Telethon to benefit victims of Hurricane Harvey. George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, and Beyonce joining the ranks for Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Harvey relief. That'll air September 12th on ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Attention crew of the Enterprise, this is James Kirk.
He plays Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek films. Now, Chris Pine heading to Hulu, set to star in a new miniseries about the life of Robert F. Kennedy.
A number of my friends and obviously teammates have gone on to participate in this thing.
Terrell Owens continuing the tradition of NFL players appearing on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. He pairs up with returning pro Cheryl Burke for season 25. The full celebrity list revealed Wednesday on Good Morning America. Disney is the parent company of ABC News. I'm Matt Wolf.
A TV show canceled. An upcoming movie is still without a director. And a worrisome summer at the box office.
The numbers are in, and summer 2017 was the worst at the box office in 25 years. Sure, there were bright spots.
If no one else will defend the world, then I must.
Wonder Woman wowed, as did Spider-Man Homecoming and Guardians of the Galaxy 2, but Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Baywatch, The Mummy, and more failed to impress. The U.S. box office this summer took in $3.7 billion, off 18% from last year, and the lowest total since 2005. But even worse was the more accurate indicator, number of tickets sold, 408 million. To find a total lower, you have to go back to 1992. Another director disturbance in the force? Star Wars Episode IX director Colin Trevorrow is out. Disney released a short statement saying Lucasfilm and Trevorrow have mutually chosen to part ways. The film's due out in 2019. It's one and done for the Shakespeare drama Will, canceled by TNT after one season. And happy birthday, Idris Elba. The English actor is 44 today. I'm Jason Athanson.
So the fewest number of movie tickets sold during the summer in 25 years.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting. I'm sure they'll take a look at that and find out what they need to do better.
I hope so.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Well, let's check. I know what you were doing last night, Steve. You were at home watching ABC's Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
More of your favorites. Yes. Here's two of the lovebirds, Derek and Taylor.
I absolutely see, you know, Taylor is my life partner, and she could be there, you know, forever. Honestly, that goes all the way towards, you know, marriage.
After all this, it's really crazy. I feel like I'm finally about to get my happy ending.
What is she, 22?
She could be there,
happy
you
ending.
Know, forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Or those, at least a long time.
Those two are in love, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yesterday we had the deal about the they were all calling one of the girls a scallop fingers.
Scallop fingers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, scallops, yeah.
Well, apparently that was not a just a one-night deal. They had more discussion about that last night. Here's one of the twins, Haley.
What are scallops?
Scallops are vegetables, I'd assume.
They're like, it's seafood.
Ew. No wonder.
I've never eaten a scallop in my life. Honestly, I think I thought scallops were sprouts.
Scallions?
What are scallops?
Oh, scallops. But, you know, it's kind of an indication of that kind of television. They can do at least two episodes on scallops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's never had scallops?
Yeah. Come on.
Missing out.
Yeah.
Get some of those at Carrabba's.
Yeah, get some scallops. Yeah.
Mm.
Mix them in with some scallions.
Mm. There you go. Some of the fun on Bachelor in Paradise last night. Hey, now that we're past Labor Day, we look back. Steve, what was the song of the summer?
A lot of songs may have been part of your poolside adventures this summer.
That's what I like. I'm the one. Yeah, I'm in love with the shape of you.
Bruno Mars, DJ Khaled, Ed Sheeran—they were all part of the groove, but one song dominated.
Despacito
by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, featuring Justin Bieber, started the summer as number one on the Billboard Songs of the Summer chart and never let go of the top spot. 14 weeks at number one. Last year's champ Drake's One Dance also led from beginning to end. And the last time a mostly Spanish language tune was the song of the summer, Macarena, 21 years ago. Jason Athanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Daddy Yankee was involved in it.
How about that? Yeah.
Wow. And the Biebs as well.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's a combination you just can't beat.
No, you can't. Daddy Yankee's still flush off that endorsement of John McCain back in the 2008 election.
The new Jan and Dean there, you know.
Hey, that song has some staying power.
It sure does.
How many of those songs were playing at your pool parties this summer, Steve?
I didn't go to a pool party.
Or did you trot out the, you know, Vic Damone on the street where you live?
No.
No?
I'm not much of a pool party guy.
Well, We have moved
I guess
on
I could if somebody would invite me.
Song of the summer. Yeah, Bill Roy.
Show him up in my Speedo.
The Wichita Business Journal did not invite us over to any of his big pool parties this year.
Well, and, you know, I'm pretty buff, so, you know. He probably doesn't want me showing off in front of the ladies out there.
Seemed like that Ed Sheeran song was faintly audible just about wherever you were standing if you were out in public anywhere.
Yes, that is correct.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's check in with some of the funny last night. The late night guys have taken a couple weeks off. Now they're finally back to live stuff. Here's Jimmy Kimmel last night, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
We were off for 2 weeks, and, well, it's interesting. When we left, we were busy reliving the Civil War. Now we're back with a good old-fashioned Korean War. So who says we're not making progress?
And more from Jimmy Kimmel.
Pumpkin spice latte season is happening now. Which is great news. My doctor's been saying I haven't been getting enough syrup in my diet. So this is my favorite time of the year. You can get up early, go to Starbucks, and essentially drink a pie. Why they start this when it's still 95 degrees outside? It's the beverage equivalent of putting your Christmas lights up in July, but they do.
ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Let's check in with Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Starbucks is adding a sushi burrito to the menu at some of its locations. So, yes, their bathrooms can get any worse.
There you go. Seth Meyers last night. And we finish with a birthday today. Happy birthday to one of the great cast members from the show Laugh-In. Joanne Worley.
Oh, Joanne Worley.
Is having a birthday today. According to some reports, she's 82. According to others, she's 80. But whatever her age is, funny lady.
The character she played on there, is she the little old lady?
No.
With the fish
That's Ruth Buzzy.
That's Ruth Buzzy. Oh, Joanne Worley.
See, there you go, yeah.
I bet she was on Love Boat a few times.
I'm sure she was.
Joanne Worley.
I always liked Joanne Worley.
Sure.
Because she seemed like she was having a genuinely good time. I know everybody kind of does when they're entertainers like that, but you kind of got the feeling that she's just a lady that likes to have fun.
Yeah. Joanne Worley.
Yeah, she had that big laugh. Like you said, once you know her,
big laugh.
She's got this big face and this big laugh.
Yeah, kind of like Mayor Longwell.
Yeah.
He's got a big laugh.
So happy birthday to Joanne Worley from Laugh-In, celebrating a birthday today. She's in her 80s, no matter whether she's 80 or 82.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Joanne. That's entertainment news in the blur for this Wednesday, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Here's what you do. You get in your car, you drive on down K-15, and then you pull into the lot there at 208 South Baltimore. You go right in there, and you have yourself a super tasty pizza.
They also have
the way
hoagies.
Pizza should be.
Hoagies, spaghetti,
great
salads.
Toppings, cheese.
Yeah,
they'll fix you up.
And of course, then afterward, you just go in there and look up behind the counter, and you can see a photo of Steve and Ted right there.
Steve and Ted were right up there on the wall.
Right there
by
in
the
public,
cash register.
Right there.
Yep. Yeah. Pay homage. Pizza John's in Derby.
All right, it's 8:41 now. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. A new medical facility planned for Derby. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.